Welcome back to Los Hermanitos. Here I'm Adam,
Emery,
and we got
KB.
KB.
Yeah.
See.
Like Christian Blake.
Yeah. Well, that's so hard, bro.
How you doing, KB?
I'm all right. I'm all right, man. I just came in here to get to know y'all, man.
You're in advanced, huh?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, like, who's in this class.
Yeah,
there's
like
a whole bunch of like intros too, so I'm not even sure who.
Yeah, like Julio. I don't know. He's like a one beard advanced.
Nah, we still consider him as an intro. He's more like a doesn't know how to do anything.
At all. Not even edit, bro.
He doesn't edit.
So for like, him.
Because I'm actually starting my podcast.
What's it called?
Yeah. I ain't got a time. It's where I interview seniors and you know, just see how their time was here at Warren Central. Mm. Like people from like different parts of the school.
Wait, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
Oh, you're a senior?
Yeah. Like seniors. I moved here sophomore year. Well, you guys are juniors?
Yeah.
Dang. See, like you're lying to me, bro.
We got one more year left.
Bro, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Being a senior is literally insane. Yeah. I remember going on lockdown in eighth grade.
Oh yeah, that lockdown thing.
Bro, it was crazy, bro. Like, because I didn't go here. I went to like this real small school out in the country. It's called Triton Central. So basically, they never let us keep our Chromebooks over break or anything like that. Mm. And there was like, take your Chromebooks home or whatever. I was like, all right, you feel me? Just normal things, just in case it does happen. And then it happened, bro. Oh my God. I literally had like all F's for like a week because I was just up all night playing Apex.
Bro.
It was bad, bro. But then my parents got on me and I got it done, bro.
I hated virtual.
Dude, I did too.
It was boring.
It was the worst.
It was just like virtual meetings every hour, bro.
It was terrible, bro.
Dude, it was the worst.
No, did you ever have virtual gym?
Yeah. My middle school. I was doing eighth grade virtual, but I was doing it from Cali.
Oh.
And we actually had to like do like the workouts and stuff.
I know, but they would do jump on the camera. Oh, I couldn't do them, bro.
But we did it freshman year too. They said do jump jacks.
Bro, like, nah, for us, it was like we just did our work online and then like no Zoom, no nothing, bro.
You guys didn't have Zoom?
Nope.
That's lucky,
bro. It was so fun, bro. And then like, but the only like sad part is like we didn't get to go on our DC trip, bro.
Oh, you guys had a trip during that year?
Yeah, we. Uh-huh. So look, like my mom, my parents had paid and everything, and then they canceled it, bro. I was so hurt, bro. I was just thinking about how much play I was going to get at that trip, bro. How was y'all summer, though, man?
Good.
I already talked about it.
Half of it was pretty decent. Rest of it was just
boring.
Boring.
I can't remember, like, anything in May.
The only thing I really did major was, like, going to cruise, but that was, like, early June. Okay. So that was, like, early into the summer. And after that, I'm just...
But you did something.
Yeah,
So it was
but, like, I was there for, like, at least a week, and then, like, the rest of the summer, like, nothing.
That would suck. Well, how was that cruise, bro?
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. I liked it. Honestly, I didn't want to leave. It really sucks. You had like literally free food everywhere. Because everything, when you bought the...
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Like, I've never been on a cruise, but I heard about the...
Bro, their food was good.
Is that actually good?
Burgers, pizza, sushi, anything. Well, maybe, like, the beverages were, like, the only thing you had to pay for.
You even get,
like, free, like, lemonade, free juice. Dude, their ice cream was good. It was unlimited, everything.
Oh, bro.
Trust me, bro, I'd go there every hour. You're in the sun, out in the ocean, bro. You're just chilling, eating ice cream.
I'm kind of scared of the ocean. What if the Meg comes up and eats the whole half of the
shit? What if you get lost out of nowhere, bro?
Yeah, like...
What if it just stops?
What if it runs out of gas?
Yeah. Isn't that possible?
I think it could be possible. I mean, I'm sure there's, like, ways you could signal people.
Yeah. I mean, but what if you're in the middle of nowhere, though? How are you going to signal them?
I mean, a flare.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
No, I mean, there's other, like...
Yeah, there's other radio telecommunications.
There's other, like, ships going by. We saw a lot of ships going by. So I'm pretty sure they're able to, like, use a radio or at least flare or something.
The inch London.
I wasn't worried about them.
It was going to have to swim to shore.
Bro, we're, like...
This is gonna be another Titanic, bro.
Oh, did you hear that ocean? Like, you know the submarine people?
Oh yeah, like
Titanic submarine.
Yeah. So apparently, that same company wants to send a colony to Mars.
Yeah, we ain't making it anywhere, bro.
They not making it out.
Bro, they not making it past takeoff.
Nah, I'm not even gonna come back down, bro.
I think it's gonna blow up, bro.
I think it is. It's not always gonna work.
No way.
It's not gonna work.
I don't think it is at all.
How do you even get lost under the water? Just go up. What happened? They didn't even say what happened.
No, but it was a submarine. That's different. You get pushed down.
Yeah. So basically, with the submarine, they apparently had like a crack in there or something.
Oh.
And then after that, they was like they just lost signal out of nowhere. You know those little Logitech
controllers?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they were using to control it too, right?
Yes, bro. Yes.
What kind of controller was it? Like what?
It was like a brand controller.
I'm about to show you, bro.
Oh, it was like some weird controller.
Is it an actual controller? Or is it just
No, it was an actual controller. They were using it. They controlled it with it. Like every time they moved it, the boat or the submarine moved it. Not the submarine moved it.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Oh, they imploded.
It had the X button, everything on the still.
I'm like,
it looks like
the old PlayStation controllers. It looks like one of them. Isn't it an Xbox?
It's a mixture of both.
No, I was thinking of something else.
Xbox?
I mean, it's kind of a mixture of both.
I haven't played the 64 in a long time, so.
Wow.
I've seen that remote.
Actually, yeah, I have. Never mind, I lied.
Nah, but then the boat, the submarine, then they blow up.
Yeah.
Right? Imploded.
Yeah.
Imploded. That's what it was, yeah.
Off because of the
oxygen
pressure.
Ran out, so it just,
just got crushed up.
So you know how, whenever you go in a deep pool and you jump in?
Yeah.
And, your head get real tight? That's because it's a bunch of pressure.
See?
I don't really feel pressure in the water.
You don't?
I haven't been deep enough. Maybe just, where it goes into my ears and it kind of hurts my ears.
No, it hurts when you go back up.
Yeah,
it hurts. It gives him a pinch.
Because it doesn't, you're not releasing the pressure, right? You gotta, go up, subtly.
I just be going up.
Be going up. That's why I don't be going that deep. It's like a
there's, limits to it now. I don't be going.
Like a 6-7 foot pool.
Yeah.
I was hooping with my homies the other day. And it was I don't know. We were going to Wingstop, right?
Huh?
In the most, non-racist way ever. I swear to God, I thought there was, cartel. It got to be some type of cartel business going on there, bro.
Right.
So, it's just this random store, right?
Uh-huh.
They posing it as a quinte place. Mm. Feel me? So, it's this random store and, this dang near, the whole, it used to be a strip mall, but the flea market closed down. Every other store in that little strip mall closed down except that one.
That one place?
Yeah. And apparently it's really big in the inside, so.
I don't know, bro.
I saw a bunch of black SUVs.
That's never a good sign. Black SUVs are never a good sign, bro.
Never a good sign, bro.
They probably covered up and everything, too.
Oh, yep. Bro. I saw a lot of them had cowboy hats.
Now you ain't safe there, bro.
Yeah, bro. We was just walking a Wingstop,
bro. Walking is even more crazy, bro.
I looked at them. Mm. They looked back. I didn't look back. I never looked back over there, bro. I promise you, they probably got people watching me as we speak. Might be one of y'all.
You're just out there waiting, bro.
You're going to be waiting at my home, bro.
They could be listening to this right now, bro.
It could be us.
All right, bro.
What
you mean by that, Adam?
Yeah.
What you mean by that, Adam?
You know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean.
You know what I mean.
Man.
It's really crazy, bro.
Yeah.
This studio doesn't have any cameras.
It doesn't.
I'm dumb. Never mind.
I mean, only these two.
Yeah.
Every other one has a camera.
I forgot the other one. We don't really go on them. Man, we did that, man. Remember? We did that.
I did that too.
I did half of it.
Someone had messed up, they just kept ripping them out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. <huh? laughs>
They just started ripping them out. Messed up.
You guys know the dude in, that's on the Warzone? What's his name? He was kind of awkward on the Warzone for his first time.
Did you do this morning?
That little kid?
No. Yeah,
he looked like a little kid.
Not Marv.
Not Marvin. He was like some Marvin. White kid kind of hurt. I don't know.
He's Mexican. Basically, his name is Bandito.
Bandito?
Yeah.
I think I've seen him. He looks like a little kid, huh?
Yeah, he a little awkward.
He looked awkward. I saw it. I think it was yesterday.
I think he was the one. One of the ones to be just ripping them out and then redoing it. I don't know. Like, I know he did this wall right here. And then, like, this wall. I did this wall. Like, I did, like, part of this wall right here. And then now all of them are, like,
we only did, like, the top half of it.
Yeah, then after that we left. We went back to class.
I know.
Casual, like, that's it. But, yeah.
No, we didn't put them up, did we? I don't remember. No, we took,
no, we
them,
took
out.
Them out. We took them out. Took them out. I don't know. At the beginning, they didn't like it. And then we had to take them out. We took, it was like this whole thing. It was already covered. And we took the rest out.
Didn't we put them in and then take them out?
No, we took them out.
We never put them in, huh?
We took them out.
Yeah.
Why are these so loose?
I don't know. Hopefully.
Staples are not like all the way in.
Yeah, they're just stapled. Just how it is.
Yeah. They're already starting to fall off.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice though.
Foam.
It does look nice. So
that's the only source of light too, bro.
So like with Prod, bro. That's gonna be called the patio now, and then, like they're
the
gonna,
patio.
Yeah, because it's called wood in there. Cash. So
I know Nora named.
I gave
this
him.
One.
I gave him the idea though. So
he's like, "It's my studio.
It's my studio for real." So basically, like he gonna have the wood in there, like as y'all saw, and then he gonna put like green with the patio with like the green with a green. I know it'd be pretty dope.
Or when Nora made this room.
Finna start acting she like Theo Von.
That man is out of pocket, bro.
Bro, out of pocket, bro.
Theo Von. I've never seen him.
No. You never see. Like,
I feel like you know who it is.
Bro,
you just
know exactly who it is. He's like, just, whenever you like, name. Like, hold on. So, like, have you heard this, bro? What did he say? He was like, you know, whenever you like, whenever a dog comes over to you, and like, you start petting him and he sits there, bro. Like,
you have, bro.
There's no way you have it, bro. Oh my gosh.
There's no way you have it, bro. You've seen him.
Repeat the whole thing?
No, just wait. Oh my like, God. You've seen the video for sure. But yeah, you have never seen the videos?
No, I haven't.
You never. Have to. Oh my, bro. You have to.
Fine. You gotta start watching it, bro. It's funny, bro.
Los Hermanitos. What is it? Los Hermanitos?
Los Hermanitos.
Los Hermanitos.
Fuck, I haven't been in Spanish since last year. I got my Spanish credit and got gone, bro.
I haven't taken a language class yet.
How many credits do you need for a language?
Like to graduate? For me, I had to complete 3 years of Spanish. Like a foreign
you did
3 years?
Yeah,
Spanish. I was terrible. Don't get me wrong.
I'm confused. Like, you have to have two?
Like,
or is it a like specific?
For me, like, for my... For the one I'm getting, I'm getting academic. I'm gonna graduate with academic honors. So
yeah, you need a language class.
Yeah, for academic honors for core 40, you could just get your 40 credits and get going.
I was in Japanese. I couldn't do it,
bro. It's Japanese is hard, bro. Should have just took Spanish.
I know. Like, I took Japanese. I mean, it was easy, but it's just
it wasn't work.
No, it was easy. Trust me, I was somewhat good.
You're just helping to watch anime without the subtitles.
Okay, no, I was an expert like that. I just know how to do the work. I just know how to do the work. I just couldn't, like...
Pronounce it?
No, I did the work. It was just a lot of, like, homework I kept getting. Just daily. I'm like, ugh.
Bro.
I just got lazy. I'm like, ugh.
I'm telling you, bro. Shit took Spanish. It was easy.
And it would have been way easier, but...
That would have been an easy A.
I just heard Japanese. I'm like, well, I mean, it sounds cool, but like, mom, so much work.
You should have took Spanish, though. It was pretty much guaranteed.
Almost everybody took Japanese, though.
Yeah.
Most of the Mexicans took Japanese,
bro.
Why?
Because she wanted to know what I was saying. She wanted to know if I was like cussing her out or not.
I don't think we learned that in Japanese.
Nah, but I find out somehow, bro. Like, if I know the language. Somebody. Yeah, like, if I know the language, like, what words. What words? I'll find them out.
Yeah. You should take Spanish, bro.
Literally.
That should have been your first, like,
literally,
option.
That should have literally been your first option. Yeah. Easy A. That's literally what all my friends told me. They could actually speak Spanish. I was like, it's like, bro, I'm in here for
like,
an easy
no,
A.
No, trust me. Like, I like Japanese. The only thing that I didn't want me to, like, continue it was the work.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it was just every, like... Every day we got homework. And then every Friday we had like a test or quiz. It's just like,
I can't do that. Like,
oh wait, which Japanese teacher did you have?
Miss William.
The one by the CSE?
I think so, yeah. And then the second teacher is Mr. Fritz.
I heard he was cool.
Mr. Fritz, he looked cool. But I just, I don't know. It's just.
This one's on too?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Trust me, it was like one of my like favorite. It was like probably my number one favorite class for like the second semester.
Which one?
Japanese. Second semester.
Is it bad if you don't take a language class?
Huh?
Is it bad if you don't take a language class?
Kinda. It looks better on your college resume.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, just a little bit. Like if you don't have that like on your transcript. Because they'll look at your transcript before anything.
They're gonna look at your business though.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm chilling. Your business.
You can just show them this podcast. Be like,
just evidence of Spanish. Yeah. I'm like, I'd be a translator. I heard translators earn good money.
Bro,
of course
they make bank.
I know. Like,
you know the USC translators, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, money. They get paid more than a fighter.
Do you see that one where like it was on the news where like they were telling some guy to like translate with his hands, but he was just
throwing random sides.
Bro,
did the four? He did something. I was like,
bro,
he was just going.
I heard that, bro. And then,
dude, I was laughing. Bro.
Yeah, I saw one where it was this white lady with Waka Flocka, I guess she was signing the N word or something. Because no hands came on.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? He said a lot in that song, bro.
And she translated all that?
She had to. It's her job. Imagine getting paid to sign the
interview, I feel like that's good money, too.
Literally.
It's good money. Same thing
for as concerts, yeah. Everything, bro.
Especially for a long time just standing there and just translating. It's definitely good money.
Bro.
There's no way you get paid lower.
The translator doesn't matter what job you do. It's always good money.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like it's like $30,000, easy for one concert.
He can't be right. He has to be right.
Imagine one concert, bro. You get paid at the end of the concert. That's at least 30 racks off of ticket sales. How many people came to that set?
It's good and money. Then the hours you put in just for that.
Yeah.
Until you leave, like pretty much that's a whole day right there.
That's guaranteed money, bro. Yeah.
It's like almost 10 hours.
How do y'all feel about Snow White being Mexican?
Snow White being Mexican. Bro.
Fire!
Snow White?
Yes, bro.
Disney character, bro?
Yes.
That Disney character?
I mean,
she's Mexican, bro?
Mm-hmm.
How y'all know this, bro? I've never
known. It was on YouTube, bro.
Wait, like, they're making, like, live action?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't they? No, they didn't make one. No, that's Sleeping Beauty.
I thought she was white.
No, Snow White. Snow White is white.
No, it is Sleeping Beauty, my bad. Wait, Sleeping Beauty is Snow White.
Yeah, it is, because she was in this.
Wait,
yeah.
No, it's the same person, just different names.
No. Yeah. So, no, I was sorry. I got confused with the what's his name?
Cinderella.
No, it probably isn't what you're talking about.
Wait, no, I'm talking about the Beast, the Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking of. I was like, didn't they make one already? No, that was that one. No, I forgot Sleeping Beauty's or something. It's Snow White. That's their name, Snow White.
She's Mexican.
But yeah, she's white. But
she's Mexican.
No, Sleeping Beauty is a whole different thing, bro. Sleeping Beauty is with Maleficent.
What's that?
Yes, bro. I'm looking at her right now.
Oh, she's the pink one.
Yes.
Oh.
Snow White's with the animals, right?
Yeah,
with the animals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of them can talk to animals.
I don't know,
but like,
I never really watched, like, I've seen a few Disney movies. I just didn't really watch, like, I didn't watch Sleeping Beauty.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
I ain't hold you back. I watched, like, all of them.
I did, too.
Like, I watched Cinderella.
It was entertaining.
I watched Snow White. I watched The Princess and the Frog.
Have to.
Tangled. I don't know.
Bro.
Moana. I've seen.
That's Snow White.
Mulan. Let me see.
That's
going to be the actor?
Yep.
Oh, we watching, bro.
I'm watching, bro.
But the seven dwarves, there's only two actual dwarves, bro.
The seven?
Yeah, bro. Like, they're not
short.
Like, the rest of them are regular height.
Regular height?
Yeah.
Oh. They're not like actually.
Yeah, they're not actually.
Oh, so there'll be two short people.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're not going to be that short, though.
I don't know, man.
Hopefully CGI will make them like. Well, I mean, they don't have to change it, bro. I think that's why they use two of them to like get
it. Oh, to like, yeah, to give it.
To size them up to scale, bro. Oh, what?
They'll have to add more than two, though.
The actress for Snow White isn't tall, bro.
She isn't?
No.
How tall is she?
I think she's like 5'4".
Adam, bro. I mean, they got to make it work. They already hired her.
Yeah.
She's like your height, bro.
All right, bro.
She's like your height.
All right,
bro. He is 7 foot, bro.
But yeah. I'm not doing this.
Bro, she was born in 2001. I have a chance.
2001? What is she like, 21?
22. I got a chance, bro. I'm born in 2006. I got a chance, bro.
Yeah. Well, this was a good podcast.
It was a great podcast. It was a great podcast. Got a lot interesting podcast.
Yeah, a lot of editing for sure. Gotta edit this part out again.
No, good luck, Emery.
But yeah, all right, yeah. Yeah, it was a good podcast.
It was a good podcast.
Great podcast.
Yeah. And well, it was nice meeting you, KB, right?
Yeah.
KB, and we'll have him for sure next episode.
Yep.
Or next,
we'll find our new third.
I'll be back in like 2 days.
2 days. But yeah, all right, then. Until next episode, bro.
The next episode of Los Hermanos.